Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Preaching on the last day of the quarter brings up lots of images amongst preachers. Why put any effort into it? Because most everybody's left on break anyways. You might as well preach on what happened on American Idol last night. Well, perhaps, maybe, that might be the thought of some. But others, perhaps it is, you know, I've got one last chance to give these people some nugget, some aha that we might glean from the text. And so it is as we commemorate St. Matthias. Why do we have a day such as today? A day to commemorate St. Matthias. The only time that Scripture deals with him is in the brief reading we had before us today, where his name is mentioned twice. If you look at the middle verse of the hymn that we sang, you'll notice that Judas takes a more prominent role than Matthias does. At least in that verse, Judas is mentioned by name. We sang these words, "Lord, your abiding presence mysterious made the choice. For one in place of Judas, the faithful now rejoice. From all such false apostles, your holy church defend. And by your parting promise, be with us to the end." I would put before you this premise, and it goes especially to those of you who perhaps might be receiving vicarages or calls to vacant congregations, that the reason that we celebrate or the reason that we commemorate St. Matthias is because he is, in a very real sense, the patron saint of vacant congregations. And having dealt personally with six of these congregations in the last 8 months, he's become a favorite of mine as well. Pastors come and pastors go. Some are phenomenally faithful and serve God's people with his word and with his sacrament until their dying breath. Some are phenomenally faithless, serving God's people simply for what they can get out of it. But above all else, our triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, provides his word, whether it is spoken, read, in and with water, or in, with, and under the bread and wine of his Holy Supper. These gifts of Christ crucified and risen, he provides to his sheep, whether they are led by a saint or by a scoundrel. And Luther spoke a lot about that in his writings. This good news of Christ crucified and risen is the hope for life in a world of death. The truth that Jesus paid the price for all sins and rose again from the dead is what turns a tragedy of man into a comedy of the divine. Jesus would have his church hear his message of sin and grace, of law and gospel, of condemnation and forgiveness. Jesus would have this message go out into the world for all to hear. The Lord God Almighty intends for all to be with him in paradise. But yes, there are those who remain fallen away, or who, like Judas, fall away and are lost forever, even though it be one of God's own spokesmen, like Judas, who was allotted his share in this ministry. But there's still that empty apostolic spot in history. For Judas has come, and Judas is now gone. Christ would not have such a condition continue, for he wills that his church hear the word. And Saint Peter, living by the word of the psalmist, which says, "Let another take his office," announces that a qualified man is to occupy that office. And the qualifications for an apostle are given to us in the scripture reading this morning. One of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection. And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justice, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, know the hearts of all. Show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. As time went on, the apostles departed this life one by one and entered into eternity, where these faithful men live happily ever after with their Lord, also along with a great number of those who heard them proclaim the word. So there are those empty apostolic spots in history, and there are no more men qualified to be apostles. But Christ would not have such a situation continue, because he wills that his church, his children, hear his word, that they be baptized, that they be forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and that they feast at the Lord's table. Therefore, he gives qualified men like Matthias to fill the office of pastor among his people, that they may hear the law that always accuses the old Adam and the gospel that comforts the repentant, so that they are a part of a comedy of the divine rather than a tragedy of their own making. As God provided for that vacancy among the apostles, so he provides for his bride today, that his word may not be bound, but have free course and be preached and distributed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.